You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I like when we have a special guest on a Monday. It makes the Monday so much better. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna coming off the holiday weekend. And we have Mark Amber in studio with us playing Toads in New Haven tonight.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming by.
And of course.
You were telling me as we walked in, you have a little bit of history here in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, so I actually went to college, Fairfield University.
Nice.
So I've heard of Toads Place. I've never been, so this will be my first time going. But I remember freshman year, I think it was, Post Malone was playing at Toad, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Getting to play tonight, yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And
yeah.
Now he's going to play, I think, MetLife the next time he comes around.
Yeah,
here.
Sure,
so
yeah.
That's insane.
Like multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a historic venue.
Mm.
And yeah, it's super cool. The fact that you'll get to play there is going to be awesome. Have you? I'm assuming you've had New Haven pizza?
Yes. Actually, okay. Last night we did.
Nice.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
It's
okay.
Modern.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Modern's my favorite.
Yeah.
Kevin's,
that was a good one.
He's like the pizza connoisseur.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been to Frank Pepe's before.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you hit one of the three, Frank Pepe's, Sally's,
yeah,
and
I didn't
Modern.
Try Sally's, yeah. Yeah. That's the only one I haven't had now. It was very good, though.
How's the tour been overall?
Oh, like amazing. I mean, I've been, this is the first time we've had a tour bus, so that's been
nice.
An experience. Our little bunks are kind of awesome. And also the wildest part is, I keep saying this, but it's a lot of my friends in the crew, and we sleep from after the show to the next stop, and we all somehow decided that it was cool to just trust this random guy we've never met with all of our lives driving us like 8 hours across the country. And I find that so wild. But it's been amazing. A lot of amazing shows. People keep asking me my favorite one. I have multiple favorites.
Oh, really? For different reasons?
Yeah. Sometimes a crowd will be the loudest. Sometimes it'll look the prettiest looking out, or it'll be the biggest one or in a new place. And so I think there's just all different factors, but yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah, I always feel like, does the energy change from city to city? Like, or does it all kind of feel like, because I always feel like if I was an artist touring like that, it would feel the same each time.
Hmm.
But does it feel different in each place?
Yeah, it feels different.
Yeah.
Just, it's interesting. Some cities just are really loud and excited that you're there, and others are a little more passive and more like engaged almost.
Okay.
I don't know. Everyone's different. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you do any changes to your set list as you're traveling from city to city?
Sometimes. I mean, we've started doing this thing that I kind of enjoyed doing. It was like halfway through this leg of the tour. I would Google like famous musicians from that place we were in, and then we'd cover one of their songs. Just, it'd be like the one cover we do for the show, and we'd learn it that day, and it'd be kind of just this fun thing. Tonight we'll probably do a John Mayer cover or something.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah, that's great. Can you explain a little bit about the connection you have with your fans on TikTok and social media? Because I feel like that's really, since like 2019, 2020, that's really blown up for artists to really connect to their fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing. That's how I've been able to even, you know, do anything in the music world. I think I've always just tried my best to, I know it's hard sometimes, there's like a detachment between your phone and real life, and I've tried to, you know, answer as many comments as I can and make everyone feel like they're part of something or we're part of something together. And then I have that try to be reflected at the shows, where if you come tonight or if you end up coming to a show, you'll feel that in the room. It's about like togetherness and community and escaping together for the hour or so. And yeah, I've tried to just try to create a community online first. And obviously social media has been really, really helpful with that.
That's so important. And I mean, it's such a hard job now because everyone's just kind of isolated in their one screen.
Totally.
So like building a community, responding to the comments. At some point, do you feel good just knowing now the comment section is interacting and you don't have to really be as present in the comment section. You can be present in the shows more in person.
Totally. I mean, sometimes I'll see the comment like, he doesn't answer anymore. And I'm like, wait, I'm just doing a show. I'll answer like, but yeah. So there's a little bit of like, I still like want to be answering and I still do answer if I have time, but it's with tour, it's gotten a little hectic the past month or so. And, yeah. But yeah, it's really a cool kind of community that's been built.
That's awesome.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. And you have a birthday coming up in a few days, right?
Yes, I do.
December 4th?
Yep.
Nice. So to celebrate your birthday and uh-oh. Because we were about to play your song, we brought in some cold iced tea here.
Now, let's go.
I don't know your gauge on iced tea, how you rate if it's good or not. We have a soda machine in our kitchen here. Okay. Jenna's actually never had it, right?
I've been here for over a year and a half and I haven't tasted this iced tea yet. So.
I usually mix it with the lemonade to make an Arnold Palmer out there.
I like that.
Fancy.
But I figured I'd go straight iced tea. So we want to get your thoughts. Okay. You can give any commentary, give it a rating out of 10.
Be okay. Honest. It's
shall
okay.
We? Shall
let's
we?
Go.
Okay,
cheers. Yeah.
Cheers. Happy cheers. Birthday, Mark. Early birthday. Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Huh. I was expecting this to be really sweet.
I was too.
And I actually like that it's not.
It's refreshing, right?
It is really refreshing. I was ready to...
I want sugar.
You don't like it,
you
Jenna?
You want it to be sweet.
We can get you some sugar. We'll get some in the kitchen.
Nice.
I like this a lot.
What do you give it out of 10?
Ooh. I've never rated iced tea before, but I'm going to give it like a 7.5.
All okay. Right. That's not
that's
bad.
Decent.
Yeah.
I'm going with a 0, y'all. Sorry, it's
wow.
Just not
how
great.
About you?
It's
I like
great.
It. I like unsweetened iced tea. Now, like I said, I'll put some lemonade in it to give it that Arnold Palmer feel.
I like that idea too.
There's the sugar. Yeah.
But I usually have it in the summertime. It's weird to be drinking iced tea when it's like 30 degrees outside. Yeah. But yeah, so the reason why we had that is Mark's birthday, and now we're going to play Belong Together.
Let's do it.
Mark Amber hanging out with us. Starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.